Sharpen the saw. Ineffective people really do not pay the price of sharpening the saw. They fall into what's called entropy. They fall back. They get disordered. They lose their interest and their energy. They're psyched when they get into this material for a few days or something of this nature, but then after a while, it's washed away. And then they've learned only new things to condemn themselves by, because they do not maintain the habit of renewal, the habit of balance, the habit of sharpening the saw, the habit of continuous improvement, the habit of Kaizen, the Japanese word for continuous improvement. And that 1 hour a day will affect the quality of every other hour of that day and the depth and restfulness of one's sleep. Imagine if there were only 7 hours in a week in sharpening the saw, that if it would be so significant a leverage factor on the other 161 hours of the week, we must say that it cannot be neglected. It's the one habit that essentially nurtures and maintains and enhances the other six.
The seven habits are much more than simply a list. Each habit has many layers, and at each layer, the habits interact with each other to create interrelationships, like a natural ecosystem. Everything is interconnected. Taken together and understood at these various levels, the seven habits are the substance of a healthy, proactive life. They create a highly functioning, productive ecosystem. To illustrate this idea of interconnectedness on multiple levels, Stephen offers the image of a spiral staircase.
Take habit one to be proactive. At floor one on that spiral staircase, if you can see what I mean, at floor one, the beginning floor, just that you're aware, I am responsible. I am respon-